love you.
Music fills the air during the Tuesday midweek Herbal Farmers Market at the Peonia Town Park, where I caught up with Alicia Michelson, the market's manager from the Learning Council.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, tell us what's going on. This is always an exciting time of the year.
Oh, it's so great. We've got our farmers and producers out here at the Learning Council. We created a community meal and are making some pizzas with all local ingredients and serving them to the people who are here at the market. It's a great day. We've got John Woolley playing music and Clementine with some really delicious treats. And then, of course, all of the plants that you would ever want to start and delicious food to buy.
Let's talk a little bit about what makes your market here or the Herbal Market so special.
Oh, well, I think the park makes it really special, having all the shade and the trees and this beautiful place. And, of course, all the people who come to support our farmers. I think that we have such amazing farmers here in the valley, and that they come makes it really special. And then that folks from the community can come and just really directly give them some money and some love and some support. I think that that makes it really, really great here.
And you also have some benefits for your SNAP benefits.
Yes.
And Double Up. I'd like for you to tell me about that.
Sure. Well, one of the big reasons why we wanted the market was so that local people would have access to local food. So we get SNAP, which is like food stamps, and then Double Up Bucks, which gives $20 extra to people who use SNAP to buy fresh plants or fresh vegetables, fruits, things like that. So it's a really great way to support the farmers directly, but then also to get food into the mouths of people who may not otherwise have access to local food. And then also our community meal and our pizzas are by donation, and so people can receive a meal of freshly made food. And again, it's about making sure everyone in the valley has access to the bounty and the amazing food in the valley.
Is this the second year that you've had it here at the park?
No, this is our fourth year here at the park and our fifth year of the market. So our first market was in 2020 up at the Herbal Farm, which is what it's named from. And then in 2021, we moved down here to the town park so there could be more parking, more foot traffic, people ride their bikes. So we really want to incentivize that because we like for people to not drive their cars. And so it's been so great being here in the park all these years.
And your opening day or opening market was last Tuesday?
This is our third one. So it was, I'm like, what was that date? I can't remember what that date was. It was mid-May.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And this market runs until when? What?
Mid-October. So we'll be, I think, October 15th is our last market.
Yeah, and it's important for folks to come out as often as they can because as the season progresses, the vendors and the offerings, they change.
They change every week, and you get definitely the freshest food in the valley right here. A lot of the food that we cook for the market meal was harvested this morning. A lot of the food that's coming in to the market was also harvested this morning, so you can get like whatever's fresh and ready. So that's really fun to just watch the seasons progress in that way.
Taking my time to walk around the market and enjoy the shade and the beautiful music, I also found out that there's a variety of reasons why people come to the market.
Tell me your name and why you come to the market here in Peonia.
My name's Brant, and I come here to grocery shop and see my friends.
Yeah, do you enjoy the music and all the scene out here?
I do. It's quite a vibe.
Yeah, and tell me your name.
I'm Hannah.
Hannah, why do you come to the market?
Same reason, to stock my fridge and catch up with community and grab dinner generally.
Tell me your name.
My name is Taya.
Okay, Taya?
But not Taya J.
But not Taya J.
Yes.
Clarify that for the listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
Taya, why do you come to the market here in Peonia?
I come mostly to connect with the community. Yeah, and see what's going on. It's like I get to catch up on the gossip and connect with all the people that I care about and see a bunch of good food.
Tell me your name and why you attend the Herbal Farmers Market in Peonia.
Well, my name is Tess. This is the first time I've ever been here and probably the last because I'm not from here. I'm visiting from Philadelphia with a group of teenagers from Philadelphia.
Were you guys on that bus over there?
Yeah.
Tell me what you're doing here.
Yeah. We are, we're a homeschool group from Philadelphia, and we're spending 10 days at the High Desert Center in Paonia. And we are having adventures and living in community and learning about farming and going on hikes. And we cooked the community meal today. And right now some of them are serving and eating, and we're just experiencing a different slice of the country.
Okay, tell me your name and why you come to the market.
Well, my name is John Hooley, and I come to the market because it's a great community event, and there's local vendors. We're supporting the local economy. We see all of our friends. It's a beautiful way to be all together in community in Paonia, Colorado.
And you provide music, too, so that's nice.
Yeah, I'm playing some music tonight. They have a different artist every week, I believe, but I'm playing tonight.
It feels like this market is really, I mean, there's so many different things to offer. It's kind of become a community hangout on Tuesday nights.
Yes, indeed.
You certainly cannot have a farmer's market without the vendors. And so, of course, we want to hear from a couple of the vendors at the Arbol Farmer's Market.
Okay, tell me your name, sir, and talk about your booth here.
Sure, I'm Mark Waltermeyer with Thistle Whistle Farm. And this time of year, we have less produce and more seedlings, but the produce is starting to come in, too.
So when would we expect some of your produce to be ready for the market?
We have a little bit now, green garlic and lettuce and things like that. Greens will be coming soon, and fava beans and peas in the next couple weeks. Radishes and Hakurei turnips and things like that are coming as well. So it's coming.
I understand that you've been a part of the Arbol Farm Market since its conception out at the old farm. Tell me how the market has grown and changed.
Sure. Yeah, it's been a surprise and a delight to me. I was a part of the Paonia Farmers Market many years ago, and it was always a difficult market. Not a whole lot of people who didn't grow their own food, so it was a tough market to make it worth spending time at. And I was a little worried that the new Arbol Market would be like the old Paonia Market and have a difficult time pulling in enough people to make a viable market. But it was great, and it was during COVID, so I couldn't go to the Front Range. My markets there were too difficult for me to access. So having another market closer to home was a huge benefit to me, and the community came out. It's been a thriving market ever since it started, even up a few miles from town. It was good there, too.
Okay, let's start off with you telling me your name.
So my name is Clementine Button, and I'm from Coquelicot Pastries.
Okay. Tell me about why you're here at the market and what it is that you have to offer.
So I'm here at the market every other week, and I offer French pastries with a range from savory to sweet up to croissants, tarts, cookies, and brownies.
Alicia was telling me that she really likes having you here because you provide a variety. Because we have the produce, we have a lot of food and different vendors, but yours is unique. What is unique about this farmer's market for you?
Well, for me, first of all, it's in Paonia, and I live in Paonia, and I've lived in Paonia over 10 years now. And I just like that, especially now in the season, I can use local products to turn them into pastries with my French flair into it. So I really enjoy that.
Is there something here that you got local produce or meat from that you'd like to highlight and tell me about?
I got the ground lamb from a place local. I can't remember the name right now, but I got the ground lamb locally, and I was very happy to be able to provide that to my customers.
So tell me, of the two, sweet or savory, what do people like the most, or is it 50-50?
Sweets, definitely it's the cookies. I usually have 6 different types of cookies that brings up over 200 different cookies. And anything, tarts with fruits, and they change all the time. And savory, I would say savory croissants with turkey or ham. And quiches, salmon or ham and cheese.
We just start off with you telling me your name.
Laura Phillips from The Living Farm.
Laura, I understand you've been a part of the market for some time now. Tell me what makes it so special here in Paonia.
The people.
What do you have to offer here? What are kind of your specialties for the market?
Strawberries.
What else do you have?
Greens and eggs, produce, cucumbers, zucchini.
And, you know, I know farmers markets, they change from week to week. So every week there could be something different. What would you tell folks they need to do?
Come early, and we'll have tomatoes soon.
Well, that's going to do it for our trip to the Herbal Farmers Market in Paonia. You want to check it out? It's going on now every Tuesday night, starts at 5 p.m. This market will run until October the 15th. Special thanks to Alicia Michelson of the Learning Council, all of our visitors and vendors who spoke with me on Tuesday night. You've been listening to KVNF Stories. I'm Lisa Young.